correspondent Brian Enten is live outside the Laundrie home once again tonight. Brian, you were closely watching what happened with Christopher Laundrie and the search today going out to the reserve. Did they find anything?
Well, Marnie, we told you last night that Christopher Laundrie, Brian's dad, might be going out to assist law enforcement at the reserve, and that is exactly what happened bright and early this morning, but still no sign of Brian Laundrie. We haven't seen him leave the house in days, but early this morning, Brian Laundrie's father, Christopher, came out of the house carrying a plastic bag, got into his truck, and went to the Carlton Reserve.
This is the Laundrie truck. This is the one that tows the camper. This is the one that's always in front of the house.
The truck parked, and Christopher Laundrie got onto this all-terrain vehicle with law enforcement, heading out into the vast swamp to look for his son, searching with police and the FBI on foot. 3 hours later, the vehicle Laundrie was riding in was towed out, and he drove away in his red truck.
Did you see anything? Christopher, did you see anything?
Laundrie was being tailed by FBI agents, so we followed to see where they were going next.
So they're going to some kind of other neighborhood.
A few miles from the reserve, Laundrie stopped his truck next to the FBI SUV, where there was some kind of discussion in this neighborhood. And then they were on the move again before he returned back to his house.
Mr. Laundrie, did you see anything at the reserve? Anything to say about what you saw at the reserve? Any sign of your son, Mr. Laundrie?
We later learned from the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, that Laundrie was asked to show police the trails and places he's hiked with his son. There were no discoveries, but the effort was helpful to all. It seems the water in the preserve is receding and certain areas are more accessible to search. The entire Laundrie family is grateful for the hard work of the dedicated members of law enforcement that have been searching the preserve for Brian over the last few weeks. Hopefully, Brian will be located soon. Okay, so still no sign of Brian Laundrie tonight, and it's unclear if this was sort of a one-time thing or if Christopher Laundrie will be going back to the swamp tomorrow.
Brian, you mentioned that they stopped at this neighborhood along their route today. Do we know why? Any connection?
We don't know why, but it was interesting because when we were following them when they left the swamp, we assumed he'd be headed back to the house. They made a different turn, went away from the house, went into that neighborhood. It appeared there was a specific reason they were there, but we still don't know why.
Well, and we know that they know the world is watching them right now, but are police outside the house round the clock? And when they leave, are they being followed?
It does appear they're being followed when they leave. Several times they've left the house, we've seen unmarked cars following them. There's no marked vehicles outside the house tonight, but I'd be surprised if there isn't someone somewhere keeping an eye on things.
Brian, we keep getting a lot of questions about Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he was following some leads out in that campground. I know you're in touch with his team. Any updates on that tonight?
I was just texting with his team right before we came on. They say he is still in Florida. He's working new leads, but they say nothing significant at this point.
And as you know, this case continues to attract so much attention online, not just here in the U.S., but across the country. What are some of the biggest questions that you're getting from people right now about the case, about the search?
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, the interest level is unreal, and it's not just in this country. I've noticed a ton of interest, especially in the UK and Australia. So many people wondering where Brian Laundrie is, so many people wanting to know if he's still alive and if he's actually on the run right now.
Invested and relentless. The public wants answers.